Let's pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for this training center. Thank you for what you're doing in this training center. Thank you for Apostle Thompson. Thank you for the other instructors. Thank you for this apostolic vision that you have us participating in. Thank you for the opportunity, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would, turn your Bibles to Isaiah, the first chapter. Tonight, I will not go over the exams yet because they're still open. They're closed tonight. So if you have any questions about the exam, we will take care of them next week. If you have the right answer and it was marked wrong, don't worry about it. My assistant is going to go through and look at all exams because this, I think it was filling the blanks. I think it was the way it works is when you put when the answer is put, it has to match exactly. If it doesn't, it'll mark it wrong. So some of us might have a phrase that we put and a punctuation. It probably will mark it wrong because it's not looking for the punctuation, but that don't necessarily mean that you're wrong. It's just the system is looking for that. And so we'll go through and make sure all those things are corrected. So don't worry about it. So you change, if you have all I'm looking for, as you know, is accuracy. No misspelled words. You write what you see. And that's all I'm looking for. Tonight, we're going to start dealing with the five aspects of the soul. Tonight, we're going to deal with the first one, which is the loudest one. All right? The loudest part of the soul is not just because you're loud don't mean you're the strongest. So sometimes we think that our emotions are the strongest part of our soul, but it's not. It's just the loudest. It's the one we often react to. It's the one that drives us to behave. And so in our emotions, we have to learn how to correctly use our emotions, properly use our emotions to help us fulfill the will of God for our lives. Your emotions are God-given. Mm-hmm. All right? Emotions are God-given. I want you to know that and understand that. Your emotions are God-given. I hope you listen to me, Internet. Your emotions are God-given. But God is not going to control your emotions. Yes, it's up to you to control your emotions. When properly controlled, your emotions can help you fulfill the will of God, or it can stop, improperly used, they can stop you from fulfilling the will of God. Go to Isaiah. I told you Isaiah, the first chapter. Very familiar scripture we've been to it before, and we'll probably go to it more and more throughout this whole year. Isaiah 1 and 18. It says, "Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Now, I read that for a reason because I want you to know that God has emotions. All right. I want you to understand that God has emotions. The Bible talks about God was angered. God was disappointed. God is jealous. Those are emotions. God is happy. So he has emotions. God is the only one that properly uses his emotions at all times. So Isaiah 1 and 18 is telling us, and watch this. Isaiah 1 and 18 is telling us, let us reason with God. Because when we reason with God, when we think with God, when we meditate with God, it allows us to put our emotions in check. It allows us to discover the problem. Every time the author does an excellent job in writing about this and explaining this, every time the Bible tells us to seek the face of God, it's actually saying, look for the emotions of God. I'll give you an example. You know, when I get ready to talk to somebody about something important, in this day and age, in this technological age, a lot of people like to send you stuff by text messages. Some people be sending you important messages by text messages. Well, that's okay in some way, but for some people, for some messages, I want to see you face to face. Why I want to see you face to face is because I will see your facial expressions. I will see how you feel when I say this. I want you to see how I look when I say this. You see? So people texting these days and was not trying to send an important message. No, sometimes you want to be in the presence of a person when you're having an important conversation because you want to read the body language. So what it means when we say seek the face of God, what it's really saying is you won't get in the presence of God so God can reveal to you his emotions about a situation, how he feels about a situation, which should guide you about how you feel about a situation. Are you seeing this? So when we reason together, it gives us an opportunity to see God and to see God's emotions, to see how God feels. Now, this is important. Because your emotions gives you fuel to do. It's not the best example, but it's the most vivid example. A lot of times when people commit murder, they had this saying where they were in a fit of rage. And they acted in that fit of rage. Well, what happened, what all they're saying is the situation took place, what caused them to get so angry that they did this. So it wasn't the thought, it was the emotion. See, because we all got, watch this, we all have thoughts once in a while that we don't think we'll do. But it's the emotion behind the thought that gives us the fuel to go and act. You're not going to do nothing you're not convinced of. All right, here, your environment produces your thoughts. Your thoughts produce how you feel. We talked about this before. Your feelings is what causes you to act. And your acts bring you definite results. So it's the feeling or your emotions, hope you listen to me, Internet, that will cause you to act. So you have a lot of people in the body of Christ who call themselves moving by faith, right? Yes, sir. But they don't get their feelings in check. Mm-hmm. Other words, I'm not moved by how I feel, right? But I change how I feel so I can move. You see, I can change how I feel. Yes, sir. How I change how I feel. Seeking God's face. I'm looking for a specific answer. I just said it. I change my environment. So what my environment produces? My thoughts. Right? So my thoughts produces what? My emotions, my feelings. So if I want my feelings to change, I have to change my thoughts. Are you seeing this? That's why the Bible, go to James 1. James 1. James 1, I think it's verse 19. Is that it? Yep, what it says? Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. That's how emotions are controlled. Because watch this. I'm giving my thoughts a chance to process. See, if you're one of these fly off the handle type people, you always going to be in trouble. You always going to have problems because people going to know how to push your buttons. People know how to go. They know what to say to you. They know how to get you going. They know how to push your buttons because you can't control your emotions. Are you saying this? So your emotions, your feelings is what fuels you. This is why Mark 9, go to Mark, the 9th chapter. Mark 9, verse 23. Mark 9, 23. What it says? If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that what? Believes. Believe is simply mean I'm convinced. Right? So if I'm convinced, then all things or whatever at particular thing at the moment I'm believing that I'm standing for, I'm against, I believe. Once I'm convinced, I believe it can happen. That's the emotion. See, faith does not deal with emotions. Faith deals with there's three components to faith. You never forget this, three components to faith. There's always three components to faith. One is God's word or his instructions. The second component to faith is trust. Other words, God trusting you enough to give you the instruction, and you trust in him enough to realize that what he's saying for you to do is the right thing to do. You're not going to do, you're not going to follow, or you're not going to act on no instructions that you don't from somebody you don't trust. We all got some lying folk in our family, right? So when they tell you that they're going to do something, what you do? You're like, all right, whatever, all right. So you're not making no plans because they're not trustworthy. So the third component is action. You're acting on what you were told because you trust. See, that has nothing to do with feeling. That has nothing to do with feeling. You take the instructions and you convince yourself. You take the word and you convince yourself. That's what believing is. When you stay with it long enough till you're convinced. When you're convinced, you're now fueled to act. See, that's why I open up with Isaiah 1 and 18. Come, let us reason together. Because when you reason with God, it takes you off the emotional roller coaster. It kind of levels it out. I'm not saying that thoughts won't come in to try to put you on a roller coaster. But when you meditate the word of God, when you spend time with the word of God, it takes the roller coaster out of it. In other words, you'll have potential to go on a roller coaster, but because you have the word of God, you don't get in the car to ride it. You don't go up and down with the events of your life. Because number one, you have God's word. And from God's words, you get instructions. Number two, because you've been spending time with God, you have a trust. You have a relationship. You know what God will do and you know what God won't do. Yes, sir. Right? And therefore, now you're able to act on his instructions because you trust. Yes, sir. So what you just did, you just controlled your emotions. Yes, sir. So when you have something happen in your life and you have an opportunity to be disappointed, you can take the word of God and you cannot be disappointed. Are you seeing this? So you're able to control your emotions. And emotions, listen, emotions when properly used are effective. Jesus had emotions. One of the funniest times I think that Jesus' emotions kicked in place was when he went to that temple. He went to that temple and channeled his emotions to get the house clean. Everybody, y'all get out of here, whoop them out, because this ain't y'all not about to make my house a den of thieves. This is the house of God. This is the house of prayer. Are you seeing this? So that's why you have to be slow to speak, swift to hear, right? And what? Slow to wrath, slow to anger, slow to get mad. Because, I don't understand why people don't understand. I understand Trump. I understand President Trump. I understand him clearly. All he's doing is pressing buttons, getting people to get mad, get all up and roar, and while they all focus on what he said, he's over here doing what he want to do.
That's right.
That's what he does. See, and see, because we are emotional creatures. So then you're pushing buttons. Just pushing buttons. Pushing buttons, and people get up and on, get all. That's why I don't even discuss it with anybody. I don't discuss it with people because he pushing buttons. Trying to get you to get in an emotion would cause you not to think clearly. More than anything now, you need to have a clear head so that when God speaks, you hear. That's why you can't get caught up in all that foolishness. You need to have a clear head that when God speaks, you're able to move. See, you're channeling your emotions now. Are y'all seeing this? So when you properly channel your emotions, it makes you more effective in the kingdom. When you have compassion, when you're supposed to have compassion. When you're supposed to walk in, watch this. When you're supposed to walk in love, when you're supposed to walk in the compassion side of love. When you're supposed to walk in the vengeance side of love. Jesus, when he walked through that temple, was walking on the vengeance side of love. Other words, I'm going to deal with people that don't want to do what God is actually doing, trying to affect the lives of others. We got to get this straight. But then at the same time, the same Jesus at the grave of Lazarus cried because of compassion. Both instances of walking in love. It had nothing to do with emotions. He channeled the emotion. Is this making? See, so if we don't watch ourselves, we will allow our emotions, which is the loudest part of our soul, to control what we do. When we're actually supposed to use it like gasoline in a car. It fuels the car to go. Our emotions are supposed to fuel us to act. Your environment leads to your thoughts. Your thoughts produce your feelings, right? Your feelings cause you to act. So this is why confession is important. Because confession allows you to channel your emotions. That's why on Sunday mornings, when we come to church, we sing praise and worship. Because praise and worship, you know, when you sing the song of praise and worship and you sang the verse over and over and over and over again, what you're doing is you're conditioning your mind. You're channeling your emotions. You're channeling your emotions to look for the presence of God. Are you seeing this? So when you channel your emotions, once again, for you to channel them, that means you have to be in control of them. You have to be in control of your emotions. You can't let your emotions be in control of you. You cannot let people know you by your emotions. Some people are known by their emotions. Oh, girl, I wouldn't tell him that because you know how he gonna act. So therefore, the enemy knows exactly what to do to get you out of pocket. He know exactly what to say to get you out of pocket. He know exactly who to cross your path to get you out of your beside yourself. Are y'all seeing this? Luke 21. Now, this is something you have to train to do. It's not something that's going to automatically happen. You have to train yourself to do this. Sometimes it takes you consciously. That's why the scripture is so important in James 1 and 9. Be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So you can do this. You can say be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to cry. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to be disappointed. You got what I'm saying? Because you want, like in Luke 21:19, let's read this. Watch what it says. I want you to read it. What it says. Oh, in your patience, possess your soul. Other words, go and grab it. Yeah. Stop it. Don't just react. Pause. Don't just respond. Give yourself time. Give your inner man a chance to have input. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
How many times have you had a situation hit you and you reacted? Never forget my middle child, my son, he was one night about 10 years ago, he was his breathing wasn't right. He was about five. His breathing, maybe a little young, he was about three. His breathing wasn't right. So it was about 13 years ago. His breathing wasn't right. And we noticed that he was really struggling to breathe. So we took him to the emergency room. All right. And so this is why it's good to be not to have control of your emotions, not to be in a ditch on one side or in a ditch on the other. All right, so when you have patience, you possess your soul. You said, okay, one thing, you cannot possess your soul if you don't have a foundation on which you're standing. Panic will always set in. If you don't, that's why, once again, spending time with God to develop trust. God is faithful. You have to develop trust. When you develop that trust, when you face a situation, you're able to, watch this, you're able to in your patience, possess your soul. So all the thoughts that Satan would shoot at that moment of potential panic, you don't give it no ground to breathe on. It's the seed that cannot be planted. All right? So we took him to the hospital, to the emergency room, got him into the emergency room, and the emergency room doctor was looking at him, and they were working on him and trying to figure out what was going on. And my wife and I were in the room, and this, now ladies, I'm not picking on y'all. We are created differently. And what I said, emotions are to be channeled, right? And if we don't channel our emotions, it'll put us one way or the other, right? Now, mind you now, the emotions are fueled. They're proper. For instance, I deal with the ladies. Watch this. You do not want to mess with a woman's offspring.
Right.
Anybody, any lady who has children, you do not want to mess with their offspring.
That's right.
You can see that in any part of the world. You can see that in the animal world. Mm-hmm. You go out there and we got cattle. And one of the most dangerous times to be around a cattle is during calving season. You can't just walk up on a calf. The calves be hiding the ground. If you walk up on a calf, you need to turn around and be paying attention, because the mama is watching you from a distance, and as soon as you ain't alert, she coming. I had it happen to me. Coming, so you got to get on out the way. So in the hospital room, the doctor came in, and in the emergency room, the doctor came in, and this is what he said. He said, Mrs. Thompson, it's not looking good. I don't know if he's going to make it through the night. Right? So Chantel done hit the wall. Boom. Just hit the wall on the ground, crying. And watch this. In your patience, so I walked into her, I said, Chantel, get it together. We're going to have to believe God. Right? So she got up. Right when she got up and she looked at me, the Holy Spirit, now watch this. Now, this is about having patience and your patience possess your soul. Soon as she got up, a calmness hit the room, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me in a word of knowledge. Here's our word of knowledge as far as the word of wisdom. The word of knowledge is being revealed a fact about the present moment that you would not know any other way. Word of wisdom is something about the future. But a word of knowledge is giving you information about a current event going on in your life that you couldn't know only by the Holy Spirit. So a word of knowledge came to me, and he said, and the Holy Spirit said, listen, he is an emergency room doctor. All he sees is trauma and death all day long. So that's all he knows how to diagnose. Wow. Now, mind you now, we still got this report. He's still there. We still got the report that he's not going to make it through tonight. Right? So we get up no more than 15 minutes later. They check us into the pediatric part of the hospital. No more than 15 minutes later. We still got the news that he might not make it through tonight. Right? 15 minutes later, the nurse walked into the room, picked up his chart, and say, oh, this ain't nothing but bronchitis. We're going to give him some antibiotics. He'll be fine in the morning. Wow. Now, wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. We went within 15 minutes from he ain't going to make it through the night to now we're going to give him antibiotics. He'll be fine in the morning. What if we'd have believed? What if we let the emotion? What if? This is why you have to be in control of your emotions. Now I'm not looking, don't look at me like, oh, well, you such a, no. It's practice. It's practice. There are times, vice versa, when we were standing for something and Chantel was the one to say, hey, look, you need to get it together. Are you seeing this? So it's learning to possess your soul. I'll never forget when Dr. Thompson said this, Apostle Thompson said this. There are no emergencies in the spirit. There are no emergencies in the spirit. You look at Jesus' life, you see that Jesus was never in a rush to get to anywhere, especially with Lazarus. How many days he waited? You remember? They told him he show up 4 days later. And they look, Jesus, by now he's thinking. Jesus, just show me where he is. There are no emergencies in the spirit. So if there are no emergencies in the spirit, that means I can, in my patience, possess my soul. Because whatever is happening while I'm in my patience, possessing my soul, that means God has already prepared to reverse. I just can't let my emotions add to the trouble. Are y'all seeing this? See, so you must learn to use your emotions as fuel for your faith. Fuel for your faith. Let your emotions fuel your faith. Don't let it work against your faith. Let it fuel your faith. Now, what I mean by that, you're going to have to at times take in your patience. That means when the situation happens, pause. When you face a situation and you don't have an answer, pause. Go to 1 John, the second chapter. Any decision that you got to make right away, anybody trying to pressure you in a situation, trying to pressure you into a decision, walk away from it. Because I got to have a moment to think. Got to have a moment to think. 1 John, I told you. 1 John, the second chapter. Verse 20. It says, but ye have a what? Unction from the Holy One, and what? Now, wait a minute now. He says, you have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. This sounds like a process. This sounds like a process. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now, how I know this is a process? Let's read it backwards. Ye know all things, watch this, and ye know all things because you have an unction. So that means, let's think about this. Right now, do you know all things? No, but the Bible says you know all things. Why? because I have an unction. So I got to give the unction a chance to function. Is this making sense? So that's why I have, in my patience, I have to possess my soul. Because I have to give this unction. Unction is just another word for anointing. Anointing is just another word for presence. I have to give this presence a chance to function so that I can know all things. See, I don't need to know all things. I just need to know what I need to know when I need to know it. Are you seeing this? But if I let my emotions, if I'm all over the place, I'm not thinking straight. If I'm not thinking straight, then I don't know, I'm getting all sorts of answers and I don't know which answer to choose. Because my emotions are all over the place. Because I'm either panicking, I'm nervous. And see, this is why it's very hard for somebody who's not born again to get in a battle, then get born again and try to win. Are you understanding this? Because now you're dealing with self-inflicted issues. You're dealing with your own thoughts, your own emotions. Is this really gonna work? Is this Jesus real? Is he? But compared to somebody who has been having a relationship with the Father, been having communion with the Father, been having communion with the Holy Spirit, have developed a relationship based on fellowship. In other words, we've been communing together, and so therefore, I know God. What I mean by know God, do you know everything? No, but I am one. The word know really means to be at one, to be one. With. So I know God, we're one. So therefore, I can trust him. So when I run into a situation, I can let this unction begin to function. I can give it time to do what it's going to do. Because whatever happens during my time of waiting that makes the situation worse, the unction going to give me the answer to reverse all of that. Are you seeing this? So your emotions are effective. You just have to learn how to properly use them. See, in my patience, I possess my soul. What it's really saying is, in your patience, you're really just possessing your emotions. Because your emotions begin to affect everything else. This is why, listen to me, this is why forgiveness is important. Forgiveness is important because if you don't forgive, your emotions will cause you to try to bring up old stuff. Right. Wow. Your emotions, somebody do you something. Your emotions go to. So if I've forgiven that person, forgiveness simply, when we talk about forgiveness, forgiveness simply means I'm not dealing with this no more. I'm not dealing with this no more. You may keep talking about it. You may dealing with it. If you keep talking about it, you keep dealing with it, we ain't got no conversation. We ain't got nothing to talk about. Because I've forgiven that person. I'm not dealing with this no more. It doesn't mean that you're going to allow them to do it to you again. That just means I'm moving on. I ain't talking about it no more. I'm not going to let this hold me. I'm not holding nothing against them. I'm not holding nothing against them. I'm not trying to stop them from succeeding. I'm just moving on. If you don't forgive, that emotion, the emotions that come from that event will haunt you. Will cause you to behave. See, your emotions is the thing that calls you to behave. It calls you to act. So you have to, once again, it's not automatic. It's something you have to train yourself to do. You have to train to channel your emotions. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, if you don't learn to channel your emotions, you're going to be all over the place. The word of God, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man get to the Father but by me, right? The truth, he said, I am the truth. So you have to always focus on the truth, because the truth will all... which is your environment, the truth will always guide your emotions. So you don't have to go off based off of facts or events in your life. Go off the truth. You don't have to, a person may not, you may deal with a family member, you deal with coworkers that don't like you. Don't react off of that. React off the truth. What is the truth? The truth is, do unto others as you have them do unto you. See, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, do unto others as you have them do unto you. So therefore, I'm not going to play these games and go down that road with you. Because we're going to wind up boxing. That's an emotion I don't want to come out. So in order for that emotion not to come out, then I'm going to have to work. I'm going to have to walk by truth. Yeah. You know, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. I got to walk by that. Because if I don't walk by that, then I'm going to have some emotions come up. Because my emotions are being affected by the event in my life, by the situation in my life, not by the word. You cannot let events control your emotions. The word of God is going to control your emotions. That's why you have to seek his face. That's why you have to have patience. Yes, God, what do you want me to do with this situation? God, how would you handle this? God, how do you feel about this? God, I know how I feel. But I'm just checking to see how you feel. And you'll find that 9 times out of 10, he's going to change how you feel. Yes, sir. Are you seeing this? So we have to learn to control our emotions. You can control them. How you control your emotions? Let's go over this again. How do you control your emotion? By your thoughts, right? By your thoughts. How do you control your thoughts? Your environment. So watch this. This is why you can't gossip. Because gossip will get you having certain emotions towards certain people that you don't even know. So watch this. Now to let somebody else talk a hole in my head about somebody else, and now God is coming telling me I need to minister to this person. How effective you think you're going to be and you've been talking about them? These emotions are a beast. Are y'all seeing this? So we have to, I hope you're listening to me, Internet. We have to learn to control and channel our emotions. When channeled right, when done right, they are effective. Go to the last scripture. Go to Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. Nehemiah. Take your time. Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. It's the last one. This is why you need to seek the face of God. I'm going to show you right now why you need to seek the face of God. Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. The 10th verse. Prophet Nehemiah talking to him. He said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nothing to say your joy. Nothing to say your joy. It said, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not your joy, yes, sir. But the joy of the Lord. So that means when I seek his face, whatever emotion that God is feeling, it becomes my strength. That's good. So this is why I have to have patience and possess my soul. Because whatever emotion God is feeling, is my strength to act on what he's saying. Remember I talked about channeling your emotions? So just like the joy of the Lord is your strength, right?
Yes, sir.
Then the anger of the Lord can be your strength too. Are y'all seeing this? So now that's why the battle is not mine. It's the Lord. So if somebody doing you wrong, don't let your emotions get the best of you. You go after them. You just say, Lord, how do you feel about this? Nah, there's nothing wrong. You're going to get angry. Right. You get mad. The Bible says, be angry and.
Sin.
So that's no problem. That's not an issue. You can get angry, just don't sin.
Yeah.
That's why if you're angry, that's why you have to possess. Half the jail system would be empty if people would just learn to possess. That's so. I'd have saved myself a lot of pains in dealing with people if I'd have just, I said some stuff that you can't get back. You know, you're in the heat of the moment and you're going back at it and you just say something and you be like, once it's in them airwaves, it's gone. At least with texting, you can type it and realize, that sounds stupid, I shouldn't say that, and delete it. Once you say it verbally. See, when you possess your soul, it causes you to be able to say the truth and not say how you feel.
Yes, sir. That's good.
One of the rules I have myself is when I'm talking to people, I never say nothing that I can't repeat. Because I possess my soul. I don't care who I'm talking to. I don't never say anything to anybody that I can't repeat. So therefore, you never find me gossiping.
Right.
You don't find me talking about nobody you're talking to. Mm-mm. Because I got to be able to minister to that person.
Yes, sir.
So I can't be done talked about the person. See, this is what we were trying to get Word of Life to understand why God talked about and he dealt with gossip and how backbiting and all that kind of stuff is because when you go to minister to people, if you've been backbiting them, you've been talking about it, you've been gossiping, you're not going to be very effective. Are you seeing this? And if you're a gossiper, people won't confide in you.
Right.
You have to learn to control your emotions. I'll see y'all next week.